Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
A question, I reckon you could call it chip in the hand or the head. You recall, and everybody's talked about it, and you've heard the cliches about it, and you've heard the offhand comments about it. That one day there's going to be a person that comes on the scene. It's going to require you to have a chip in the hand or the head in order to buy, sell, or trade. That's absolutely factually true. Pastor Davis is with me today, and we're talking about the Antichrist, becoming Antichrist. We're going to be looking at in a moment his characteristics, his credentials. We'll be looking at his consuming pride, his cunning present persecution, his comprehensive popularity, and his comprehensive power. Now, I know that time won't allow us to cover all of that, but that's some of the titles and some of the chapters that you'll find in my book, The Coming Antichrist, A Comprehensive Biblical Look at the Antichrist. It's about 145 pages. I want to send this book to you. It retails for about $17. It's yours free today for each caller that calls in. You'll leave your name and address with Roger so that we'll know how to send that to you, but it won't cost you a dime. We'll even pay the shipping for you. Want to have it in your hands because I am so passionate about the need for Christians to understand what the future holds in relationship to the coming Antichrist, so that as we see these things coming about with the COVID pass and other artificial intelligence devices and information, we'll understand where we're going and the fast track as how we're getting there. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting to the point that not just with big tech and they're watching what we're saying, watching what we're doing, but with the actual integration of chips in the human body to control what you do, what you say, where you go, and will program our thinking into what is we think is good for us, that we will accept things that otherwise would not be based on the chip society and the artificial intelligence. Today, one day very soon, a man, one that will be a dynamic dictator. One will step on the scenes in the world and be the Antichrist, the lawless one, the man of sin. He'll utilize that artificial intelligence, the chip access, to control every human being on the face of the earth. So what does the Bible tell us, ladies and gentlemen, about the future? What does the Bible tell us about this global coming dictator? What does the Bible – by the way, Pastor, I've had people say – do you really believe the Antichrist is a human? Absolutely. Do you believe he's in the world today? Absolutely. Do you believe that he knows that he's the Antichrist? No, he doesn't. He is totally controlled, dominated, empowered by Satan himself. Pastor, if you would take a moment and read for our listening audience on Revelation chapter 13, and let's just go ahead and start reading with verse 1 and read through about verse 5, 6, or 7, and we'll pick up from there and read some other in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're using this text as a starting point for us to talk about the Antichrist today and who he is and what the Bible says about his power, his authority, and his ability to do what he's going to do when he steps on the scene. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this happens immediately after the rapture of the church, where the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, steps on the scene. Read for us a few moments there, Pastor, a few of the verses. Let's go down through about verse 5 or 6. Yeah, verse 5 is good.
Amen. Revelation 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
At 42 months, that's 3.5 years. You get the tribulation, the great tribulation, 3.5 and 3.5, making a 7-year period of time called the tribulation. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll notice in the text there it says, and the beast is speaking of that beast, which is the Antichrist. He is called the beast in Revelation 13, 1, 2, and 3. He is called the beast in Revelation chapter 17 and in verse 8. It says, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and is yet. Ladies and gentlemen, each of those, we won't get into the details of that in Revelation 17:8, but I just wanted to point out to you that this text is talking about the beast that is coming, and that one is the Antichrist. He is called the beast. He is called that old serpent. He is called the lawless one. He is called the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, his characteristics portrayed there in chapter 13, verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. What does it mean, like? It is the word, if you use English grammar, it's a simile. It is not saying he was a leopard, but as a leopard.
Amen.
What does that mean? Goes on to say, his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his authority. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the characteristics of Antichrist, first of all, we see that he is crafty and cunning. Crafty and cunning. Now, why do I use those two terms, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, you can find that particular statement on page 34. of my book, The Coming Antichrist. Just as we see his characteristics, we see his crafty and cunning. He's crushing, he's cruel, and he's callous. And we begin to see that because the craftiness and cunningness we see in his characteristics is portrayed there. In fact, in Pastor in Daniel, the 8th chapter, in the 23rd verse, it says, as a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. The Antichrist is crafty and he's cunning. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, it's not because of his wisdom. It's demonic empowerment. The scripture says that all that he has is given to him. He didn't earn it. He didn't get it. He didn't buy it. He didn't go to school for that purpose. But it's given to him by Satan himself.
Amen.
Pastor, notice in that text it says, they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Ladies and gentlemen, what you see taking place in Revelation 13, 1, 2, and 3 in particular, you find that the Antichrist will step on the scene. He will have a mortal wound. We don't know whether it be a sword. We don't know whether it be a shotgun. He'll have a mortal wound. And the further text in Revelation chapter 13 talks about the false prophet. The false prophet will be able to do signs, miracles, and wonders. The false prophet will literally be able to heal and bring back to life, to resuscitate and to resurrect the Antichrist. That will cause the whole world to woo after him, to follow after him, to wonder after him, to be amazed after the Antichrist. You wonder, ladies and gentlemen, what will cause the whole world to look at the Antichrist with amazement and with followership? It's because they see him as a supernatural being.
Amen.
And Pastor,
Amen.
He is a supernatural being.
Oh, yes.
He is empowered by Satan. He is enlightened by Satan. He is crushing as a bear. He is cruel and crafty and cunning like a leopard. He is cruel. That is, he has no sensitivity to anything. He is callous, according to the scripture, when you look at what the scripture says about him and his characteristics that's spelled out very clearly in the text that we see. He is crushing, the scripture says, and his feet were as the feet of a bear. He is cruel. His mouth as the mouth of a lion.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, But when I look at the text and understand the text, it's very, very clear that this Antichrist, his characteristics primarily that we find, he is crafty and cunning, he is crushing, he is cruel. That doesn't paint a pretty good picture. That doesn't paint a good picture of one that is wanting to help us, but one that is wanting to hurt, harm, totally control, and a totalitarian, dictatorial form of government when he steps on the scene. And ladies and gentlemen, time won't allow us to turn to it and read it, but in the 8th chapter of the book of Daniel, you'll find that all of the globe, all of the powers on the face of the globe, I call them all the presidents, all the prime ministers, all the potentates, all the princes, will be wanting to surrender their leadership to this one that steps on the scene that will have this supernatural dynamic power to bring peace and prosperity and plenty. In fact, in the 8th chapter of the book of Daniel, you'll find that the Antichrist will cause work, to prosper. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. When the Antichrist steps on the scene, there will be peace, prosperity, and plenty for the first few years of his leadership and domination, and the whole world will want to identify with this Antichrist. He will cause craft to prosper. That is, he will have a good economic system. And ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. One of the things that put sleepy Joe Biden, cognitively depleted Joe Biden, one that is inept, does not know where he is unless somebody gives him a map and puts the finger on it for him. By the way, I've said before and I'll say it again at this juncture, those that are his handlers need to be charged with the senior abuse because they're abusing the man because he's just the puppet. But ladies and gentlemen, that one of the things that caused people to vote for him back in his basement election campaign process was because he promised prosperity and plenty.
Amen.
He's going to give everybody a check. He's going to give everybody something to stay home. He'll give everybody funds so you can just sit at home and take care of your children and be paid by the government to do so. And it got the millennials and those that are ignorant, if I can be polite and yet pointed, those that are ignorant of what the future holds, voted and put the man in office supposedly, although you and I both know the election was fraudulent, the election was stolen. And by the way, when I make that statement based on the DOJ and others, I'm supposed to be a domestic terrorist if I challenge and question the election process and whether it was stolen or not. But nevertheless, people will vote for and will stand for and will root for and want to identify with that one that's going to give them prosperity and a paycheck. That's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, at this very moment, restaurants do not have proper help. That's the reason at this very moment most small businesses are absolutely going broke as a result of not being able to hire somebody.
Amen.
I watched on Fox News this morning, about 7 o'clock news this morning, and major restaurant in New York City, the lady that owns it said that she, and she's got two locations, said that she could not hire people at any figure to run the business for her or to do the cooking or the baking for her because nobody wants to work. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do. It looks like I'll wind up closing the business because of that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because we're setting the stage. We're developing the mold at this very moment for socialist, Marxist, communist dictatorship, rulership, which the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, will be able to step in and control the whole world as a result of that mentality and that mindset.
Amen.
Ladies
but
gentlemen,
you know, Dr. Youngblood, it seems like people are still not learning.
That's right.
Because we already have it written in history and even in the 20th century today.
Yes.
Now, let's go back. People were trying to interpretate the scriptures, but all we have to do is let the Bible speak.
The Bible speaks.
It will
itself.
Interpret itself.
That's right.
Okay. Back down through the years, they wanted to say Alexander the Great could have been the Antichrist,
mm-hmm.
Napoleon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were various names
that were cast
out there.
Oh, they wrote a whole book about Kissinger, K-I-S-S-I-N-G-E-R, and they equated a number for each of the letters in his name.
Amen.
And it spelled out 666, supposedly, and all of these things have been hypothetical.
Amen.
But we cannot point to the person, but we can point to that person's characteristics and his character and what the Bible says about it.
Amen. And if we fast forward to the 20th century where we are now, Ronald Reagan's name came up.
Yes, that's right.
John F. Kennedy's name came up.
Slick Willie did.
Amen. We need to let the Bible speak. It will tell us. And then once we see what the Word of God says, then we take courage.
That's right.
Because we see that God told us, even when we go to Romans chapter 15, verse number 4, all things were written afore for our learning.
That's right. Absolutely.
That we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope.
Yes.
We're going to have to go through some things.
Mm-hmm.
But God is not a God that takes you around. He
mm-hmm.
takes you through.
That's right.
And if he's going through, I'm going through.
Amen.
We fall in the right man.
Fall
Amen.
In the right one. Absolutely.
Praise God.
I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you
hey,
for taking
good morning.
My call.
Good to have you calling.
I was intrigued by what the pastor said there about your phone. And when the calendar turned around, January 1st, I think it's on the 2nd, my phone, a screen pops up. It says I've driven 48,600 miles. It told all the restaurants I'd been to, all the state parks I'd been to, any point of interest that I'd been to. And I realized that nobody's going to give up these cell phones. And if you're carrying that, you're basically carrying the Antichrist around with you. You've got the mark with you. Not you're to say that is the mark, but you got to have it, so you got it with you. My son, Dr. Youngblood, is same age, I think, as your oldest boy. He's 56, and he's been driving big trucks for over 30 years. Right now, he won't drive a truck, a late model truck, that he has to use electronic logs. If it's got an electronic engine, it's got electronic logs because it tells the engine speed. It even tells the braking power. It tells everything that truck's doing. And my son says now the old timers say, if you get in a wreck, throw your cell phone away and throw your log book away because they will be used against you.
My, my.
So,
absolutely. That's one of the things, too. And all of the vehicles today, as all of our listeners will know, you've got a massive computer that controls all of your digital variants on that automobile. Most of the airplanes today, the most modern airplanes today, the pilot can simply log in where he's going, what he's wanting to do, and it handles it all for him by the computer that does all of the programming, all of the flights, et cetera, et cetera. We're watching the onslaught of what ultimately be used in the wrong hands with the eschatological purpose with the Antichrist for controlling all of humanity. And most of us look at these we embrace it. I've read article after article after article about artificial intelligence, and our nation after nation after nation are embracing that, majorly embracing that as a boon to society and a help for the people, when in reality it'll be the very thing that controls humanity on the face of the globe.
Amen.
Yes, I get calls, and now it's hard to tell whether you're speaking to a human or a robot.
That's right.
You know, but and fact, the truck I'm driving right this right the moment.
That I can understand things just like a human, so talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the truck I'm driving right now has a camera that's front and rear, so you're being surveillance all the time. But you're right, Dr. Youngblood, it's here. It's here.
It is, and I'm wanting our listeners to understand that what is happening with the COVID vaccine passport is simply the final breakthrough of the world understanding that this is where we're going if we'll look at the scripture. And it's something that we need to understand. It's not just about taking care of our health. It's not just taking care of us and preventing us from being able to contract some type of contagion or pathogen. It is a control factor. You're exactly right. Tom,
Amen.
Thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming Antichrist, chip in the hand or the head. Which will it be? The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question or comment. And ladies and gentlemen, for each caller today that would like the book, The Coming Antichrist, a 145-page book on the subject of the Antichrist from a biblical perspective, we'll send that to you. Will not cost you a nickel. We'll even pay the shipping. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Antichrist and his characteristics. He's cruel, he's crushing, he's cunning. And the scripture tells us in Daniel 8:23 and following, verse 24 says, "And his power," speaking about the Antichrist, "shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully," that is amazingly, "and shall prosper and practice and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also, he shall call craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in the heart, and peace shall destroy many. he's going to, through the process of peace, destroy many. Now, that sounds almost like an oxymoron. That sounds almost antithetical to what would be called factual. But it's through peace that he will destroy many, and that will be by his total control over the lives and the hearts of those during the days of the tribulation. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, this is Glenn. I just want to let you know I was reviewing some of the news articles, and it was a warning to the athletes that are in China because they had to get the Chinese app downloaded to their phone or device before they went to China. They had to have it active on their phone or, I guess, laptop or iPad 14 days before they left. And once they leave China and come back or go back to whatever country they go to, it has to stay in effect for another 14 days. And a former CIA operative was the one that was being interviewed. And he said what they're doing is they're gathering all the and collecting all the information of all the people that they contact while they're in America, while they're in China, while they're back in or whatever country they come from, and while they're in China and going back. And then they have to be constantly monitored for disease and tested and retested and retested. And this former operative says, and they're collecting the DNA on all of our athletes.
Wow.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's happening right now.
In real time. Real time. And Glenn, that's something that I believe most people are either dumb about, ignorant about, or just simply not interested in knowing the reality of what's happening. And this is all going to be in the hands of the Antichrist when he steps on the scene to rule and to reign. As I've said before, every prince, every prime minister, every president, every potentate, as I call it, will be willing to surrender their power and their authority into the hands of the one that steps on the scene, that has been raised from the dead, that has the supernatural power. It's demonic power, not divine power. But every person on the face of the globe will want to follow after him. The scripture is very clear, though, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be for every person that will do that, that this does not have their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Which
Amen.
Means, ladies and gentlemen, that Christians will not submit, not surrender to this coming Antichrist. Glenn, I know that we've just got a couple of minutes left on the broadcast, but would you take a moment and just talk about for a moment where we are, what's happening with artificial intelligence, what's taking place in relationship to the technological advances, and why that can be good or bad, and what you see from your perspective, your Bible study, what you see where we're going, and the warning that we need to say to the people today?
Well, you have to look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. It says, "Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" So God doesn't want us to have a spirit of fear, but we should be, as he also said to his disciples, wise as serpents and gentle as doves. We should be aware of what's going on around us. You know, during the Obama administration, they handed out phones. They gave out thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of telephones. You're like, wow, that was awful nice of him. Well, the law says you don't have to have a search warrant to track or listen or monitor your own phone. And everyone running around, they used to call them the Obama phones in the Section 8 neighborhoods. They said they got his Obama phone. He doesn't have to pay for a phone. Well, you got a free tracking device because not only everything that you do on the phone is tracked by certain applications on the phone, but they can actually ping the location of that phone. In fact, I've used it several times in a life and death situation or missing mentally ill person. We were able to find the person with the phone within 30 yards of the ping from a tower. Now, that's just on the law enforcement side. If you go to the military or higher, they can actually probably zoom in and see you holding the phone.
That's right. But
people also need to understand anything you put on the internet lasts forever. So if you made some sort of embarrassing video, hopefully not on a TikTok app, which the military had already warned, the federal government had already warned all their employees not to have the TikTok app because it was being used by China as a facial recognition app. However,
yes,
anything you put out there on the internet, it's going to come back and haunt you later. Whether or not it was wrong today for your political stance, when the rules change and morph, in the future, they will be able to reach back in time and say, hey, look, you said something disparaging about the government right here. One of the school boards, I believe it was in Virginia, had requested an extra $200,000 so they could track potential threats and or hate speech. They wanted it in their budget so that they could become a police agency in and of themselves to track anything that they thought might be offensive. How do you like that?
Absolutely. Glenn, hold your thought there for a moment. Pastor Davis, stand by for a moment. I believe we have Alan on the line. Alan, go to the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood.
This yes,
is Alan
sir.
From yesterday. How are you, brother?
Great.
Hey, so I just wanted to comment on that last caller. Yes, they are taking DNA samples from athletes. Not only that, they're also, I don't know if you all are aware of this for sure, they have cloning facilities. They, you know, they used to have the, you know, the MK Ultra and all that stuff, but and it's not a conspiracy theory. I consider myself a conspiracy factist, if that makes any sense. But
yes.
I, you know, research a lot of stuff. But, yes, they have cloning facilities. You don't think, like, all these celebrities, they're all, a lot of them are clones, and they're trying to play God. But they have already have the technology for that, and they've already they can clone a human that looks exactly like the same, like Shaquille O'Neal. Like,
Alan,
all,
that's right.
A lot of them are clones.
If
they pay money to have that, so they can
– If I could break in for a moment, our time is about away, but let me tie up some loose ends with that. I believe that when we see in Revelation 13 where this will and the Antichrist will be able to be seen in every city and every county and every state around the globe, I believe the cloning aspect will come in with the blending of human beings and the artificial intelligence and the cloned human being. Alan, thank you so much for your call. Glenn, thank you for dialing in today and joining us on this. I want to wind up, Pastor, with these few words here. It's found in Revelation chapter 13. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, blasphemed his name, blasphemed his tabernacle, blasphemed them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindred and tongues and nations. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will blaspheme the name of God, the people of God, the church of God, and the saints of God. And that's what the scripture says, and that's what will be taking place during the days of the tribulation. And either you will follow lockstep, or there will be total annihilation. Pastor,
amen.
Give us the final word. We've got about 10 seconds.
Let us be encouraged, amen, by the word of God that says in the book of Hebrews, lead us chapter 10 over there, verse number 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Amen. God is going to take care of you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.